The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, May 12th. As a lot, once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today we talk in Zonta. Specifically, we talk in Zonta Club of Nassau. They have a new president. She's been there for a minute now, but she's doing big things, hosting big events. I was asking her earlier downstairs, how has been your reign? And she said, busy. And she listed a litany of things that she has accomplished during her reign. And I say, wow, a woman's work is never done. Then I was saying, boy, I love how you're empowering women. He said, no, man, we empower men too and young boys. I said, well, that changed something for women. I said, I know you're here for a specific event, but I want to hear how you're empowering young men and boys also. What has changed in Zonta? Because I have family who being president of Zonta clubs. So this is new. So I said, man, okay, if you can wait like a little tarry instead of just 15 minutes to promote your event and give me an additional 10, 20 minutes, I want to hear about your club and the big things that you are doing down there, right? So yeah, she could catch you working, you know, but an extra 5-10 minutes and then talk. We have Miss Michelle Ford from Zonta Club of Nassau. Of course, we have Marcel Major, who's here too, right? But he ain't really here because he his part of it is managing this race that Zonta is putting on, what's coming about. And I got to talk about that afterwards. And he said he's busy too, so he wanted me quickly come to his point. But he got to wait, man. I want to hear about Zonta. So without further ado, right, I want to speak to Miss Michelle Forbes. Start off with your presidency, then start talking about why you're busy and all the things that you've accomplished in the year, and then we'll transition straight to this big event, this major event that you are hosting and bringing on, right?
Okay. Well, thank you again for having us here. Our club started here in Nassau back about 40 years ago, October 10th, 1982, and Zonta International was founded in Buffalo, New York in 1919. But the start of my presidency, we saw the need to empower our youth. And so we had two existing Z clubs at Aquinas College and also St. John's College. And so we had the junior clubs interested as well. So we had D.W. Davis and A.F. Adley, our first two junior high school clubs in the Bahamas. And so they got involved. And so to go from four, so we have two junior clubs now. And then we have an additional two senior high schools, Queens College and Anatole Rogers. So now we're talking about six Z clubs in the high school and junior schools. And then we have the University of Bahamas, which is the Golden Z Club.
And in terms of sponsoring them, what exactly does that mean? I know you have six schools underneath your belt, but what does the Zonta Club of Nassau do for them? Or how do you organize that?
Okay, so we have advisors each of those schools. We seek to mentor them. For instance, some students may not know proper interpersonal skills. For instance, you look at anger management. Some people can't even handle anger. So we try to groom them, teach them leadership skills. For instance, things simple as management of money, financial management. Some persons don't know how to budget. You know, mommy give you money, I said you just spend it. But when you have to work for it, you appreciate it more. Give an example. One time, I had a need something. So she's like, man, I want you to buy this for me, man. I say, okay, if you work for me doing this, why don't you pay for that? No, I got to save my money. I can't spend a lot. No, see, when you have to work for it, you don't want to spend it. When someone pays for you, you know, you could do anything. You could be extravagant. So we want to teach them, you know, how to be better individuals, not to follow the crowd, especially when you look at social media. That's a big concern. The distractions, the temptations. Think that money drops in your hand? No. You have to work for it. So we see the need to step in assist, to mentor, especially during 16 Days of Activism. We want them to get involved in their communities on campus, teach them that violence is not the way. There are better ways to manage it, manage your well-being, your health, mental health, which is critical, and we don't realize that. People see that, okay, going to a therapist, no, that's taboo, but it's necessary now, especially what's going on. We need to get that guidance we need to get that direction and make sure we're on track. So things like that nature, we try to get involved and ensure the students are doing well.
And a narrative of what is Zonta Club, because I know there are several, and
right.
I know you're Zonta Club of Club of Nassau.
Right.
How many other Zonta clubs there are? How can clubs specifically, okay. Who can join your club? Is it all women or can men join?
Okay, so globally, we have over 1,100 clubs around the world. It's in 64 countries. We have two clubs here in the Bahamas. We have the Zonta Club of Nassau and the Zonta Club of New Providence. So to reach out to the Zonta Club of Nassau, you can contact us at zontaclubofnassau@hotmail.com, or you can send us a call at 807-8021 or 357-9158. So you can send us an email or send us a call or message if you're interested in joining our club.
Okay. So coming up, you're having a big event. I'm going back to that page where Marcel sent me. It's going to be the second annual We Are Family 5K Fun Run Walk and Push. This is going to be happening on May 17th, right? Why does this come about? Because, see, I understand how Marcel Major is involved, because he manages these type of events, right? But I want to know how Zonta decided to do this, and what is the overall objective?
Okay.
And then we're going to talk.
Our immediate past present was looking at the United Nations Day of the Families, which is so ideal. So not just bringing women and girls together, we're bringing everyone. We want to have the men involved, the boys, everyone, the families, the colleagues, the church family, everyone to come together. And we see the importance of families, you know, enjoying a walk, talking, strolling, because a lot of times now, we're not even interacting together. We'll be at the table now and everyone's on their phone. Or, you know, we're distant, we're not working together, interacting together. So we want to bring the family together to interact and to be more involved.
Okay, yeah. I'm listening. So, on the 17th.
Yes.
Good. Let me run down, what do I expect to do? Who should attend this? You call a list of names, but I mean, what type of event is it?
Well, it's a fun one, walk and push.
Okay. What do you mean by push?
Push, you gotta push a stroller or you can push a wheelchair. So we're inviting everyone to
come. No excuses.
Out. Oh, no excuses.
Okay.
It's all inclusive. Everyone is available to come okay. to attend.
So, and 5K. Is 5K a long distance? Or that's why I started talking to...
That's the expert.
The expert on there. Okay. So, I know it's going to be on Saturday, May 17th, right? It's
going to... You know what time it can start?
What time? I can tell you that.
No, because you don't know, because you ain't a part of this culture.
No, I don't run. I don't run, but they say I have no excuse, so I need to show up. And
because you'll be up at that time.
I do be up at that time, but I'd be working. I'd be working.
I'd be honest with you. I don't be waking when I up at that time. Not at all.
Okay. So it's going to be where again?
It's going to be the Montague Foreshore, starting at 6 a.m. sharp.
Okay. So how do I register?
Well, we have a flyer. You could go also to our Facebook page, Zonta Club of Nassau,
yeah.
to register. Or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 807-3021. Or contact us at zontaclubofnassau@hotmail.com.
And this is for everyone in the Bahamas, right?
Oh, everyone.
Not just Zonta people.
Oh, no.
Not the man's constituency that right next to Montague Foreshore.
Yeah, yeah.
You all haven't thought about reaching out to the constituency office and say, hey, why you don't put out the flyer in your constituency networks? We want to reach out to all the Zonta members in the St. Anne's constituency. Come support the vibe because being your part of the town now.
Hey, not just Zonta, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone, all facets of life.
Yeah, yeah. But being y'all in our part of the town now,
yes,
come
yes.
out, we could be here too.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So Marcel Major is here, and he is the proprietor, the organizer of the Four Seasons Race Management.
That's correct. You got
good.
It correct.
So how are you involved? I know you manage these type of events, the walkathons, the races, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I want to know, how are you involved? What you'll be doing? What can I expect? Police could be there early in the morning, lights. What's all you going
to
do?
Well, good morning, Bahamas. Good morning to the running world. And good morning, Michelle, CA, and Aaron. First of all, I'd like to thank Michelle and her Zonda committee for once again entrusting her race to myself and my wife, Teresa, the Four Seasons Race Management owners. I guess people keep saying, Four Seasons, man. Like, just how you guys go to a regular job, 9 to 5, on accounting or radio host.
Yeah.
Four Seasons is what we do. That's mm-hmm. our job.
Yeah.
And that's what we love to do. We're passionate about it. So we are mileage the Zonta Club Fun Run Walk. We are going to bring the top class racing.
So mm-hmm. we what is 5K?
5K is actually 3.1 miles.
That's a lot of walking.
That's a 5K. Yeah. 5K is 5 kilometers, which equates to 3.1 miles.
Okay. Run me through the event. Like, what happens? I reach there now.
Okay. First of all, you got to register first.
Okay. Tell me, how do you register?
You register from the Zonta Club. We have a flyer. Or you can call the number. We have our number
807-3021.
And the Zonta Club of Nassau at hotmail.com. You can send us an email from there. We can actually, there's the Zonta Club Facebook. So there's quite a bit of ways for you to register. So there's.
I'm one of the last minute people. Can I register there, like that day?
We try to discourage that. We know that that's the culture of the Bahamas, which we're trying to curtail.
So register early.
So register early.
Okay.
But if you are, for whatever reason, unable to register early, we'd like for you to come on Saturday, which we try to hesitantly encourage you.
And if I do, I got to come early.
Come early. Yeah. You have to be there at least by 5:15.
What's the price for the registration?
Okay. $25 for groups of 10 or more.
So I get a discount if I bring 9 other people with me?
Yes. Definitely. Definitely. We welcome you.
Okay. So I can convince
you. And then $10 for children.
And $10 for children.
Yes.
So $30 for individuals.
Yes.
And $10 for children.
Yes. $25 for groups of 10 or more.
Okay.
We are encouraging groups as well, because there's going to be an award for the group that has the most participants.
Oh, okay. A prize?
Yeah, that's like a trophy, and it's bragging, right? Yeah, so that you can know next year that you come to defend your trophy.
Okay. Do I get anything with my $30? I mean, somebody's giving me shirts.
Oh, yes, you get your shirt and get your bag.
Oh, I get shirt and bag?
And you have treats.
And treats too? In the bag?
You get the treats when you come out there. So let me, you have to come out first to get your treats.
Yeah, but let me make sure what all I get. I pay my $30,
yes,
right?
Yes, you have to pay your
$30. And I get a shirt.
Yes, you do.
And I get a goodie bag.
Yes, you do.
With all the paraphernalia and stuff.
Oh, yes.
And you say treats inside it too.
You get the treats when we have our sponsors out there.
Sponsors will be out there too.
Yes, sir.
And they be giving away some nice stuff, boys.
Oh, yes. Things out there.
You know, being people like, thanks now. What thing with us?
Let's continue to walk through. I pre-register.
You pre-register.
Okay.
Then you would come on Montague Foreshore on Friday.
When you say Montague Foreshore, what that is, exactly?
That is down on the eastern end of the island, East Bay Street.
The beach.
On the beach. Set up there from about 5 p.m. on Friday to collect your, we call them swag bikes.
Swag bikes.
Just quickly, I'm going to need you all to stop on Meadow Street opposite the Salvation Army and buy up all the tamarind they have right now so you can make sure you could put tamarind in the swag bag.
Meadow Street have tamarind?
Listen, the boy them on the park opposite the one who tried to charge me $120 for the sack of Gannett,
yeah.
He ain't there right now.
No, okay.
But the boy them with the tamarind there.
Yeah, okay.
They sweet?
Oh, they sweet bad.
Yeah. Well, did you bring any?
Any samples available?
I mean, we all here.
She organ them.
I don't know. I don't see the diamonds.
Okay. Go to Meadow Street and buy it. So I register.
Yeah, you register.
Okay.
You come on Friday to collect your swag bikes. Mm-hmm. Then you go to rest and you rest yourself on Friday evening. Got a nice good rest.
I can get my bag early then.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then you got a nice good Friday evening rest. Eat your little pasta so you get your carbs, all that kind of
carb
stuff.
Carb load. Good sleep.
I never thought about that. Like, how do you prepare before the race or before the walk?
Stretch.
Before the walk, that's most important.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You make sure you have the proper sneakers. That's important, that's as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you can carb load the day or two before. The week before, if you are like a real professional and you are training for like a marathon, you want to taper down, not to run too much, let the body get rested. And then you carb load maybe the Thursday or the Friday. You rest Friday evening and you run Saturday morning. You come stretch before you start the run. And then you put on your nice Nike or your nice Puma or New Balance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that it's very important that you have proper running shoes. That avoids the injury and all that other stuff.
Will there be a registration table like when I come that Saturday morning?
There will be for the latecomers, like,
okay. Just show up.
Your bib and everything. Yes. Put your bib on. You got your nice running clothes. You put your Zonta shirt on. You're going to get a shirt as well. Put it on Saturday morning. Be there by 5 5:40 or 5:30 the latest. We have a free warm-up as well. Mm-hmm. We got Karen Rule. She's very, 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 very good from Outdoor Fitness, mm-hmm. who's going to stretch those bones and everything, get you ready to go and get you ready to run. Then at about 5 or 10 minutes to 6, we're going to put you in your corrals. We call them corrals. The runners first, walkers behind, ready to go. 5:59, that gun's ready to start off. And 10 seconds before 6 o'clock, we count down at 10 and 6 o'clock, you're out of there. Mm-hmm. The route will take you from Shirley Street, from the Montague Foreshore east, west on Shirley Street, down to Armstrong Street. A lot of people say, well, where the hell is Armstrong Street?
Where is Armstrong Street?
Armstrong Street is the bottom of Hawkins Hill, where the immigration department is.
Okay.
It's the opposite side of Shirley Street.
Right, so from Shirley Street to
Armstrong Street, north on Armstrong Street. Armstrong Street is, might as well say Hawkins Hill.
Right, so at the bottom of Hawkins Hill, from Shirley Street across Dowswell to Bay Street, that's Armstrong Street.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Then you go right on to East Bay Street and come right back to the Montague Foreshore.
I wanted to use a landmark, but Marcel knew Marcel can cuss me when I use this landmark.
Go ahead, sir.
When you at Armstrong Street and Dowswell Street, when you look right, you can see Model Bakery.
Yes, you got that right.
Yeah,
yes,
that's my landmark.
Good landmark.
But that's not, not for Saturday.
That's a distraction.
It's not ready to stop there first, but
Dying
Cops there?
No. That's not good.
The twist is not cops.
The twist is not.
I understand.
There's the wrong car.
No offense to Model Bakery.
No, I understand.
They need their customers.
No. They Model Bakery know he's friends.
Yeah. And know where to stop before or after.
Okay. So once you would have completed the route, we have medals.
Mm-hmm.
Medals for the first 100. So you want to be among the first 100 participants across the finish line.
If my medal ain't shaped like a twist, I ain't running.
Go ahead.
So and then we have medals for the first 100 participants. And then we also have age category awards, trophies for your age category.
Mm-hmm.
So people in your age category, 30 and up.
Aaron,
20 and
25 and up.
Aaron left me in school. She older. I just let you know.
So we have age categories for those persons from 19 and under, 20 to 29, 30 to 39. In increments of 10, mm-hmm. 10 years, there's a trophy for the first, second, and third.
Okay.
Finisher.
Medals for 100, and then for the first, second, and third in the categories.
In each categories. And then we have a nice race village for you, all the goodies in the race village.
What's a race village?
Race village is like the area where we finish up with all the tents and all the vendors. And
the massage and the ice.
Yeah.
Oh, all the giveaways.
You vendors twice now. And now you say there's a race village. Yeah, what could be there at this race village?
Okay, we got a few of the local... the local wholesale agencies who are going to be giving out the free products, like Thompson's Trading is going to be there, giving out the Gatorade.
You say free?
Yeah, man.
I encourage you to come out.
No, I encourage me to at least pass by.
No. Yeah, participate, man.
Yeah, okay. Thompson's Trading is going to be there giving out the Gatorade. All the different flavors of the Gatorade.
Yeah.
One or two other vendors, hey, Patrice. I mean, Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah. But all.
So we don't want to name them until they really confirm it. Yeah, we're still
doing that.
Waiting for them to
come. And I imagine they're all health and wellness focused products, right?
Right? Oh, yes. Right. So to get you hydrated when you return. Then there's also going to be water stops and cheering along the route. So this is
good. There is a place. Hold on. There is a place for me in this race.
Oh, yes.
I could join one of the spectator stations and cheer on the crowd.
There you go.
I got my own megaphone and everything. I even got my own.
Guitar belts?
You know, Seasonal Sunshine is make a menthol rub.
You do? Oh, yes, I know the menthol
rub. Yeah, right. We make we call it Chikchani rub. We make the cold rub for your bones.
Yes, in case one of the runners got a little cramp up, you could be right
there. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean I cheating, but I know who my people is.
So, Michelle Forbes, you're also sponsored by, I think, because you have health and screening and wellness sessions. I think also the PACE and the AIDS Foundation also sponsor and be out there.
No, we're sponsoring those foundations.
Okay.
Oh, so part proceeds are going to go to those.
Yes, that's correct.
Ah, that's what's happening.
It's PACE Foundations and also youth programs.
Oh, sorry. No, one other vendor I just remembered is going to be HealthWise.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Latina. She usually follows all of the Four Seasons Race Management events.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be there giving out the health screening, all those with the high blood pressure and all of that.
Okay.
Stuff.
And that's free health screening.
Free of charge.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Free health screening. So Latina, we want to big up HealthWise and Latina Cooper. We really appreciate her.
Thanks very much.
Yes.
Because I said if I walk this song, I know I, when I finish, I'll be hyperventilating. I need someone to take my blood pressure.
Someone take your blood pressure. Yes. Make sure that you get yourself.
Will you have any food vendors with like healthy snacks or talking about alternatives to our typical meals, right? Like, you know, my vegan and vegetarian people who don't eat conch, they get mad. All you talk about is conch. Well, a couple of these vendors out here, they doing the thing, right? They making salads with coconut, as a replacement for the conch. But just not just like a, let's make a conch salad with coconut. They do an Asian salad. So imagine coconut and cucumber and a savory Asian dressing and some onion.
Give those contacts.
I will do.
Any members out there who are listening to Aaron right now and want to participate, if you got those type of products and you want to.
Come on,
man. Look at my
807-3021.
My Gladstone Road Farmers Market vendors, Sunset Organic Farm, Brenda and Sarah Cohen.
They are welcome to come on down.
Either call Michelle or call myself, 804-859.
Shaking, all of these guys are doing healthy snacks and healthy alternates to what we're typically eating.
We'd be happy to have them as vendors if you want.
Let's talk about the proceeds now.
Yes.
The money that selected some people.
Oh, yes.
Who have you selected to give these proceeds to?
Okay, we have selected the AIDS Foundation of the Bahamas and the Pace Foundation. Mm-hmm. Both are dear to us because we established COFDM, which is now the Pace Foundation, back in the 80s.
What the word is again?
COFDM.
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 That's some kind of acronym?
Yes.
Okay, what's COFDM? It is.
It's creating opportunities for teenage mothers.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And then, you know, we have the AIDS Foundation. Mm-hmm. So we believe in giving back and continue to support those organizations. We can't just raise you and leave you stranded.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we believe in continuing our relationship and fostering it and assisting it as best as we can.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
And there's this tiny little intersection right there, those two organizations, right? Because often we think that girls just get pregnant because they want to. They put that on their bucket list.
No.
In many instances, girls are in situations that they have no control over, from incest, right, to what we sort of call community violence, domestic violence within the home. And so sometimes you have mothers who were in no control of the conception of the child. Mm-hmm. They actually contract HIV.
Wow.
Yes.
The child contracts HIV. So here's this young mother who's just trying to figure out how to take care of this child, and now they have this extra burden on them, right? So like the intersection of these two organizations, so important.
Yes.
V, say thank you.
Yes, we try our best to help.
Yeah.
Good. So let's go over everything again. So we all
17th.
Mm-hmm. And that's a Saturday?
This upcoming Saturday.
This Saturday coming now?
6 a.m.
Oh, okay, so I can't procrastinate.
No, register now.
Okay.
I can push you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
See,
because I'm walking, and I don't have to actually compete in the running part. I can leisurely walk in for exercise, right?
Listen, we could borrow a wheelchair.
Yeah,
and I could put you in the wheelchair. and I push the wheelchair.
I like that. So this Saturday coming. This Saturday coming, I can participate inside the Zonta Club of Nassau 5K race.
Yes, we are a family. Yes,
family, and it's not just running.
No.
What is on? Now, this is where you come in now, Master, and tell me what all I could do.
Oh, because once you register, you're going to have a grand old time. You'll be able to run. Then when you finish, there's a village. We call it the race village, where you'll be able to participate. We got fruits. We got vegetables. We got fruits. We have a screening session there for you. We have free giveaways by vendors. We got first 100 participants to get the finisher's medal, which is going to be a very nice medal. Then there are the age category awards, so you can win a trophy. Then we were encouraging corporate Bahamas, who are listening to me now, to get your employees involved in these type of events, because not only promotes health and wellness, it promotes, builds your employee morale on your workplace.
So I can come as a club?
Come as a club, come as a group, come as a company, as a corporate company. I must put this little plug in. I don't want to call the name, but recently Four Seasons, my wife and I, we've been contracted to pull off a private fun run walk for a
group. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And what they did is they hired us, and just for their employees only.
Okay.
And what it did, it built morale in the office. They had bragging rights. It was an interdepartmental competition. And so now they cannot wait for next year. So the workplace is so excited and everybody's just motivated and pumped.
Oh, yes.
So Corporate Bahamas, if you're listening to me, Four Seasons Race Miles will be happy. Look here, and we, to pull off a private event for you.
Family associations as well, right? I think it would be great because, Nuri, yes, you get an Iris, I get an Esther. We sit in the wheelchairs and let them push us on the race, Nuri.
These 90-year-old people should talk about this.
There's no problem with that. They participate
because,
as well.
Because here's the problem. When I call an Esther and tell her, let's go do the fun run push, and I tell her she gets in the wheelchair, she can tell me no.
She depends. She'll push you.
So all the various Zonta organizations and the various Z clubs will be there helping and supporting your organization?
Oh, yes. We support each other. Yes. So that's a big force.
And,
of course,
you want all the different church groups and all
everyone is welcome to attend.
And people who do exercise regularly.
Oh, right, yeah.
Come out one time.
It's a good cause. Very good cause.
All the running groups, we want to shout out Just Run, the Paradise Run Club, Bahamas Road Masters, of course. That's where I reside.
Yeah.
And so we're encouraging all those running, any running enthusiasts, Corporate Bahamas, groups, et cetera.
And remind me of the price again.
It's $30 to register as an individual. It's $25 as a group of 10 or more persons. And it's
$10 for children.
For children.
I like that $10 for children.
And registration can be had on the...
You can WhatsApp us at 807-3021 or our Facebook page, Zonta Club of Nassau. Also on... nothing with Twitter. But it's...
Instagram.
Instagram. And also, you can send us an email at zontaclubofnassau@hotmail.com.
I have a caller here who wants to engage. So let me quickly get that caller before we transition. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Oh, they hang up. All right. Caller, I try comes you.
If I was... See, we need influencers, right? We need people to... We need young creatives to begin to bloom up the culture of appreciation for activeness and activity. Nuri, I need somebody now to make... If I was Leslie Miller, I'd be talking to these young people so bye. Say, oh, your attendance. Like, my fun run walk attendance is perfect. 1,000%. You can't outrun me. As an old man. Your attendance, you've been to the club every night this year. Right? Like, let's get some humor into it. Yeah. Let's get the generations into it. Because we got some older Bahamians who are putting their money where their mouth is. They're putting their foot on the ground.
Leslie Miller is one of them.
Right, and I can say, that man, right there.
I must put a shout out to Leslie Miller.
He's still at it, right?
Him and Michael Dillard and Colin Thompson and Father Palacios, those four guys. They are very supportive of these events.
Even in the political realm, if you want to know what it means to campaign, this boy makes sure that he fit. When he tell you he going to touch every house in that constituency, he fit enough to do it.
I want to thank again Mr. Master Seasons Race Management and, of course, the president of Zonta Club of Nassau, Miss Michelle Forbes. Thank you very much for coming
by
and giving
us
some detailed information. It looks like Saturday I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Saturday.
Get there before 6 o'clock now.
And get there before 6 o'clock.
5:30.
And I hear free fruits. So I come up with my own bag.
Oh, yes.
And get packed up. And free screening. Yeah, blood screening and everything right there. So that's good. Again, the Zonta Club of Nassau, they're hosting the event this coming Saturday on...
1Q4 Shore.
Okay, at what time and time?
6 a.m.
Be there for 5:30.
Be there for 5:30. You don't want to be late.
And packet pickup is Friday at 5:30 at 1Q4 Shore.
Yes.
So you want to catch the swag bags then.
Good. This has been Guardian Radio AM. We'll be right back.
The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors, sky noir, sky gris, sky glacial. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The sky azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinder Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nuri, Aaron Gray is in studio with me. I want to mention that Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four. Not one people, you know, not two people, but for a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, to Colombia, to Curacao, to Aruba, on a Royal Caribbean Serenade, Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. I don't know, Serenade.
Serenade.
Not Serenade.
No. I mean, you can say Serenade if you want.
Yeah. And here's the best part. No visa required. I thought you needed visa, but this particular one has no visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter. Four ways to win. One, you fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, you listen to Star 106.5 and Nassau Radio 96.9. Three, you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And four, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. And the drawing is on July 4th. 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime, brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Right? And of course, certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities are not included. I wonder if they allow Guardian affiliate to participate in this competition.
I'm not sure. I think
I have a family of four.
I don't know if we can compete, like if we can enter to win.
But I have a family of four.
But I think if somebody selected me and said, but I would like to take her on this trip because she speaks Spanish-ish.
Yeah, Spanglish.
Not even. Yeah. Spanish-ish, which is another dialect of a dialect.
Hola. That's it.
Poquito.
That's small, right?
Poco.
So.
Yeah.
What else you know in Spanish still? You took up Spanish in high school?
Guacamole.
That's Mexican.
That's Spanish culture.
That's Spanish culture?
Yeah, we ain't going to Spain.
What about taco? It's taco.
Spanish. Taqueria.
What's a taqueria?
That's the place where you get tacos.
That's America.
No.
They don't do tacos. No Taco Bell and thing. And
that's on the border.
I understand.
Yeah.
But this is good. I mean...
See how... knowledgeable I am about the culture. Somebody would love to have me on the trip.
Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. No, they go to Panama, Colombia, Curacao.
You can speak Papiamento?
No, but I've seen it spoken when I went to Aruba.
You didn't hear it, though.
No, I mean,
saw the people in the distance and...
No. There was a black man speaking Papiamento and I said, what language is that? Because I don't recognize no word.
It's a Dutch...
it's Dutch.
Yeah, but it's, right, derivative of...
Yeah,
it's
some kind of Creole.
So like how we have Haitian Creole and Haiti in France, we have Papiamento, which is the Netherlands and these Caribbean islands that they still say they own. I don't like it. It make me feel uncomfortable.
Being owned?
Yeah.
You have a whole king.
No, that boy is my cousin. He can't own me. He's family. I don't tell him that.
For this last segment, you have a happy birthday greeting.
Oh, yes. So, okay. We have to say happy birthday to our cousin Arlington Hannah.
Okay, happy birthday, Arlington.
In the HHT family groups and spaces, Arlington Hannah offers a daily word of encouragement.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just nice to get it in the main group, and sometimes he'll send it to you individually. It's just nice to get it, right? Like that somebody is thinking about you is encouraging enough. And I want to say good morning and thank you and happy birthday to cousin Arlington Hannah.
Good.
I hope he come to the fun run. You thought I was joking. You get an Iris, I get an Esther, cousin Arlington could get Uncle Reinhardt, mm-hmm. Pearson, mm-hmm. and all success could go do this and win the prizes and make some money.
I like pride to winning the prizes part. I'm not sure the participating part, but I mean, I didn't promise it'd be your Saturday.
It's hard to win the prizes without participating, yeah. unless you're in politics, yeah. in which case...
You always win.
You just, no matter, you lose, you win.
You mentioned politics. I want to talk about that briefly. We have about 15 minutes to talk about that. The leader of the opposition mentioned that he feels that election is going to be called early. That he feels the election fever, that the campaign has already started. I'd like to know, do you think election fever is in the air? Has the campaigning started? Do you see people walking about or talking that political talk would make you say, yeah, I need to go register? Have you done, what do you call that when you register to vote again? That's a special word for that. Should I go and put my name forward now or wait last minute?
So the question I had was, are these signs of an early election, or is this actually the time that you should start revealing candidates or potential candidates, right? Like, is this an early election, or is this actually time?
Let me bait you there, but I see we have a caller here, because you said, is it time to reveal candidates? I don't vote for candidates. I don't even know who the candidate is. I vote for party. You don't vote for party?
No.
You spoil the ballot. That's why. Let's go to the
caller. I'm spoiling something.
You spoil the ballot. You just vote for yourself. You just raise your name. Aaron Green, X. You know, I'm the better candidate between amongst these group in radio, right? You just don't want to pay that $400. Let's go.
I mean, that's...
Kermit, connect this caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Guardian, I want to know if there's election fever.
Good morning, sir.
I didn't want to talk politics this morning, but since y'all brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
When the members of parliament do bad, everybody get on the radio and tear them right up.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a function in my constituency yesterday for the mothers in Bamboo Town constituency. I've been in frontline politics over 39 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say this on national radio. The member of parliament for Bamboo Town. I now have to call her the Honorable Speaker of those of Assembly. Ms. Green, she did a job yesterday.
What did she do?
She fed over close to, and I'm not exaggerating, anybody that was there could call and confirm it. She fed almost close to 500 mothers yesterday at the hall at All Saints. And that was one of the first events in my life I ever hear the people begging you to tote. They had a toting hour from 6 to 7. You get a tote.
And listen, as much as you call the show, you ain't calling me to tote?
Man, listen to me, Green, but hear this.
Yeah.
There was a little chick that won a round-trip ticket on Bahamas Air, wherever Bahamas Air flies, with luggage. Every woman that was there, and anybody that was there could call and contradict me if I'm not telling the truth.
Mm. Now
every woman that was there left out there with a prize.
You told the winner that ticket he better take his mummy, right?
When his mummy was there, his mummy grabbed him up, so he ain't got a choice.
Good stuff, good stuff. Give him the good advice.
Before you go.
Now. And then Nuri said that the leader of the opposition said that the politics season has started, eh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That election is going to be called soon. Yes, we can talk about that soon.
Don't put nobody in Bamboo Town, because I guarantee you.
But let me ask you this.
Mm.
The other day, the news people asked your member of parliament, is she running? She said she ain't know yet.
But that's a personal decision. I can't get it.
So she may not be. No, let me ask you this. So she may not be the PLP standard bearer come the general election.
Never thought that answer might have been cheek and tongue just to see.
No, man, she don't cheek and tongue. That's a serious woman.
Huh?
She don't cheek and tongue. She's a serious woman.
Yeah, but what I want to say from the and the All Things Hall. Even if she wasn't sure, I guarantee if they asked her that question this morning, it'd be a different answer.
Well, I can have them come and ask her one more time.
Huh?
I can have them come and ask her one more time.
Please.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you the response would be different.
Okay.
That's good.
The people begged for the run again. The people were saying, too straight for Patricia to move. Yeah, you know what? And guess what? We had that as an event. Not with no PLB. FNM, DNA, FNA, whoever will come.
Good. And I appreciate for that knowledge. We're just looking for what everybody is doing.
The mothers of the Bamboo Town constituency.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Because I heard COI Maria Daxon plan to take that whole seat. But, I mean, that's just what I heard. Let's go to the next caller. Yeah. Radio AM.
Hey, a pleasant good day. Mr. Nuri.
Hey.
And to Ms. Green and to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Nuri, I second the opinions of that last caller. I, too, was at that function. And I'm telling you, Patricia DeVoe, Madam Speaker, spared no expenses. And the amazing thing to me was, even when they did the contest with the six and the six daughters and everything, everybody was supposed to be one winner. But at the end of the prize, because everybody was so good, everybody won a prize. And it was amazing. I do second that caller opinions and everything. It was great. She spared no expense. The food was tremendous. It was great food, a lot of food and everything, you know. I second his...
And thanks for letting us know, because I didn't see any publicity about it on social media, and I'm sure they'll put it out now shortly. But do you know, because I asked the other caller, you know of Mr. Vo running? Or are you going, there you go, and you're mid-conversation, man. Because I'm not sure if she's running, because I remember they asked her point blank. Everyone else said yes, and then said no, and she said, I ain't know yet. I found that,
well, you know what?
Different.
It is different. I appreciate the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it suggests to me that you're not just going to do whatever the party tells you to do, right? Like, you're not just...
You can't inform the party.
You're not just hook, line, sinker, and step with the party. What it could be signaling is that she's saying to herself, you know, I like this. I want to do this. I see the people want to do it with me. But I've put down some boundaries, and I'm not prepared to run if... certain people are running, right? Like, what if the calculation in her head is that, you know, she's decided that she would like to be a part of this team, but she can't be a part of the team if some other people are part of the team. So she is waiting to see.
She's waiting to see it.
Who else could be on the slate? And she may decide that as a matter, an act of integrity, she'll have to withdraw because she no longer wants to be a part of the team, considering how it's composed. I mean, that's a possibility.
On social media, there's a debate on whether, like, how is Mother's Day, whether constituents should expect their member of parliament to do something. We heard that Ms. Patricia Drew had a big event, huge event, with a lot of giveaways that people in the community appreciated, right? And then there are people say, man, MB shouldn't be giving away nothing. And I said, no, this is part of our culture. I expect at least a rose. I expect a card. I expect a pass by and me. Or what do you call what the banner is, a flyer, meme, with your face on and say Happy Mother's Day. You can't have just nothing.
Okay, so the question is, should MPs be engaged in charitable exercises or should they be engaged in structural reform? With charity if MPs were doing their jobs, right? I think that's the foundation, or that's the question. Charity versus structural reform. No, MPs should not be giving out teams. MPs should be, hold on, MPs should be focused on structural reform.
They do that every day.
Here's the thing. I expect MPs to create opportunities and spaces where the most disadvantaged, the most vulnerable, the poorest...
get some need.
Get... on special occasions,
like Mother's Day,
you could do something for those people. But see, it requires the rest of us in the constituency to reflect and say, do I really need? Or are there others out here who need more than me?
So you don't believe in Mother's Day celebration?
That's another thing, because the Chinese, anyway, they got all dressed up to go to church. And then I hear them talking about what they want to eat after church. I canceled the whole affair.
So we're back to school. You don't believe the members of parliament should have a back to school
charity event? Charity versus structural reform. MPs should be focused on creating communities where constituents can survive without charity.
So no back to school event? That's what you're saying?
MPs organize
back to school event.
Private donors and constituents to become parts of public mechanisms to support things. But this idea, see, because here's what happens. Cut out the middleman. Why the politician have to be the middleman? Mm. If the business people in the community want to create an initiative that supports young people getting back to school with all the tools that they have, let them do that. But I don't like this idea that I'm a politician and I know these boy. I know somebody who could help us. No.
What if the businesses say they're too busy making their money? They want to give to someone to manage that, which happens to be the politician?
Yeah, no.
So who would they give to manage it?
You're going to find a community advocate or community organization that is not connected to an MP, that is not politically exposed or doesn't have any politically exposed members, and you give the contributions to them. Now, the constituency office could help to coordinate, like, hey, you have this initiative, we can give you a list of all the people in the constituency. We could identify who the most vulnerable people in the community is. We could say, hey, see those street corners over there? Mm-hmm. We ain't giving you nobody name, but you looking for people who need support? Y'all go check out this sector of the constituency. But
so I'd stop you right there.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they doing with $100,000?
The $100,000 is supposed to be, so we have, one is for like capital works, one is for like major projects in the constituency, and one is for community programming, right? Mm-hmm. You'll do it $100,000. Maybe you stipend students who need extracurricular points. You stipend them to run tutoring and after-school educational services at the constituency office or at a community center not attached to the constituency office.
You just don't want me to get my fruit basket or my slippers. That's what politics.
That's what you want to use the money for?
I want girls.
What type of food you can put in the basket?
You want
the apple and the pear.
I saw the apple, the pear, and the grapes. This is big.
You don't want the sea grape, the tamarind, the papaya, the dilly, the mommy supporter, seasonal. The passion fruit.
Seasonal. That's seasonal.
The sour. Okay. On the ground right now.
Grape is year-round.
On the ground right now is scarlet plum, dilly, mommy supporter, breadfruit, soursop, mulberry, passion fruit, cherry, papaya.
New apple?
Juju just finished.
I like apple.
Juju just finished.
I like orange.
Juju, sour orange ain't started yet.
And I like grapes. Put them
set. Sea grape coming in August. You got all the things. I like your mummy. Everything you're looking for, you got at home.
These fruits I want in my basket. And then I want a
fluffy. That's why you can't get a basket.
And I want a fluffy slippers.
What you want the slippers for? Fluffy slippers to walk outside in the dust?
To walk up and down.
In the dust.
Well, no matter where I walk, I just won't be able to get a fluffy slipper. My MP give me this.
You don't want a pair of water shoes, so in case you go in the beach, you could protect your feet. Or if you guys shower outside, or your cousin's over for the summer and they don't like clean the tub, and you could wear your water shoes.
They could include that in my basket.
Well, replace the fluffy slippers with the water shoes.
They could put that in my basket.
I could see if you were asking for practical things.
Yeah.
But no. See, I saw one of these conversations, right, where one of the MPs gave out earrings.
You give out earrings for Mother's Day?
For Mother's Day, right? And the people, they look at these cheap, I have earrings.
Wait, what constituency? Let me see if they have anything leave over.
And I thought, what if the earrings by a youth entrepreneur program? What if the earrings were produced by underemployed or unemployed women who are a part of an entrepreneur program to build economic agency, right?
That'd be good.
Like, right, if the MPs say, I'm going to purchase everything you're making this batch, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do the label. So when I give your product to my constituents, they know how to contact you. Mm-hmm. I could work with that because you're supporting an initiative and you're supporting vulnerable people to mm-hmm. develop mm-hmm. economic mm-hmm. agency. But the question is, would this charity be needed if the structural reform took place?
And I see we have another call out right here. What I've noticed, or I'm now noticing, the radio time?
Oh, yes, 12 votes.
Can't take your call out. Whatever, the female MPs, member of parliament, have gone all out for the past 4, 5, 6 years in terms of giving back to their community. And when you compare them to the male counterparts in terms of programs and initiatives, they have really outshone the male member of parliament. I don't know what they're spending their money on.
For me, and I see that and we herald that, the question is how do we help them, right, better organize these resources so that they can be focused on structural reform, fixing communities, fixing systems, as opposed to charity, catching people who fall through the gaps.
Yeah.
Let's close the gaps.
Back to school soon come out. You can see charity then. All the number boys and all of the MPs will be giving out bags and shirt and pants and booking bag. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.